Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Maaser's daf Zayin, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud in the middle of the Mishnah, and the Vilna Sura's daf is on Dalet Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Baser Yaakov Maisha Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we're right in the middle of Mishnah discussing when something is considered to have reached Gemar Malacha, and we had to clarify that when this produce is being brought to the market, it's Gemar Malacha is one thing. Whereas if he doesn't intend to sell it, then it's only Chayvin Maaser when it's Raya Panei Abayis, it sees the entrance of his house. Now before this Chiyuv, he's allowed to eat from it Arai in a snacking fashion without separating Maaser, as long as he doesn't do it keva like a meal. So Mishnah continues. I've heard about simukim. Heard is pomegranate seeds are being dried out. Simukim are raisins. That's grapes being dried out. The charuvim and carob mishiyam and arema. When he makes it into pile, that's keveit for meiser. Abetzalim onions mishiyap kilu. From when he cuts off the root and the outer peel. From enim a couple. If he's not going to be doing that, mishiyam and arema. It's when he's going to make a pile of them. Hatavua grain mishimareach. When he smooths out in a pile. From enim mareach. If he's not going to be smoothing out in a pile, mishiyam and arema. When he just makes a big stack of it. Haketnis. What about legumes? These are pulled out of the ground with their roots and a whole bunch of clumps of dirt to a mishiach bar. It's when he sifts out the dirt. From any cover, if he's not going to be doing that, achimirech, it's when he smooths it out in a pile. And alfabisha mirech, even though he did smooth it out in a pile, etim anakaitim, he can take from the cut ones, uminat stadim, and from ones that are sticking out of the sides, uminashab secha tevin, and from that which is inside the tevin, inside the straw, and it didn't make its way into the main pile, va'eichel, and he could eat that because since this is not part of the main pile, these individual ones haven't yet reached their gemara malacha. Hayayin, what about wine? Mishiachpa, once he skims off the top. We know that when he presses grapes, the juice flows from the upper part into the lower part, and then eventually different things flow to the top, like seeds and stems and pits and things like that. And when he skims that off, that's called mishiyekpa. That's keveat for maestres. And alf mishikipa, even though he already skimmed it off, that's talking about the wine in the lower part of the press. But kathman agasal yoina, he could take wine while it's still in the upper part of the press, umenatzinor, from the pipe, which brings it from the upper part to the lower part, bishaisa, and drink that, because that hasn't reached gemar malacha. Hashemen, what about oil? Mishay luka, once it goes down into the holding part, is very similar to the wine press. There was an upper part and a lower part. The lower part was meant for holding the oil after it was pressed, and once it gets down there, that's considered gemar malacha. And alf bishiyared, even though oil did go down to his lower holding part, still noitel min ekel, he could take oil from the netting, min hamemel, from the millstone, ubein hafatim, and from between the boards. This is oil that's found in other parts of the press that haven't yet made their way down to the bottom holding part. And what is he allowed to do with this oil? V'nos in the chamita, he's allowed to put it on a chamita, which is some sort of thin cake that's baked in an oven. When it comes out of the oven, they would smear it with oil, and he's allowed to use that oil for that. Ulosecha tamchui, and he's even allowed to put it inside a dish after the pot was taken out of the oven and then was transferred into a tamchui, into the serving dish, he's allowed to put oil into that. And the chiddush of these two things is that even though the food that we're talking about over here is hot, and one of the things that's kaveah for meiser is bishel, cooking, the moment we're going to cook something, it's automatically chayv in meiser. Over here, it's not considered cooking because we're not talking about a kli rishon. Avaloyitein lefes l'gedera, but he's allowed to put this oil directly into the pan or pot, kshein rusachin, when they're hot, because that's considered kli rishon, and then that's going to cook the oil, and that would be gemar malacha for it. Rabbi Yudan, Rabbi Yudan says, L'chol hu naisen, he's allowed to put it into anything, chutz midavar shesh b'chaim tzvitzir, except for something that has vinegar and brine. Vinegar and brine are very sharp, and that's considered like cooking it. So as long as he doesn't put it into something that's chaim tzvitzir, even if he's putting it into kli rishon, as long as the kli rishon was taken off the fire, there's no problem. So now the Gemara goes back to the beginning of the Mishnah, explaining a number of different things that we mentioned. So we had spoken about kishuin and avatichin, that when their outer fuzzy layers peeled off, that's Gemara malacha. So the term for kishuin was mishay paksu, and the Gemara explains, what is this? Man di yarn paksu say, this is when he takes off the outer fuzzy layer. And it's the same thing with Havatichem, Mishay Shalik, Mandi Yarm Shalkuke, one who takes off the outer fuzzy layer. And as we had explained previously, Pikos by Kishuim is the same thing as Shiluk by Havatichem. And the Gemara tells him, Fakas Rishon Rishon, Mishalik Rishon Rishon, he's doing it one by one, Loi Nitbalu, it still hasn't reached the stage of Tevel where it's Chayv and Meiser, Achivakas Koltsarkai, Vishalik Koltsarkai, until he takes off the outer fuzzy layers of everything that he needs. And only then are we going to say that there's Gemara Malacha. It's not that there's Gemara Malacha on each one individually, it's only when he finishes all that he wants. Zainon based on top another din regarding this, Pikas Vashilik Brashus Hektish, if he does this to the Kishun and Avatichin, when they're in the Rashus of Hektish, Upadayoi, and then he redeemed them, so he made them his own, and they're not Hektishes anymore, the proper gear says to add the word in, Pater, these are Pater from Meiser, because since they reach Gemar Malacha on the stage of Hektish, and they're not Chayvin Trumas and Meisers when they're Hektish, so even though they belong to him now, they're still Pater from Trumas and Meisers. And we continue, Yerk HaNegad Vachulu, vegetables are bundled up, so when he bundles them up, that's their Gemar Malacha. Says the Gemara, Agdai Tzina Gadol Asada, if you bundle them in big bundles in the field. The proper gear said the following is, and he's eventually going to break it up into smaller bundles to sell in the marketplace. Nitbal now is considered tevel, and it's gemar malacha. So Bezer Bayer, Bezer asked the fun question, he hasn't finished its work in the field, and you're saying this, how can you tell me that it's reached its gemar malacha and it's chayv and meiser if he hasn't finished processing it yet? He bundled it into big bundles, but only because he needs to bring it out of the field, and he's going to end up breaking up into smaller bundles for the marketplace. And since it hasn't reached its stage for the market yet, it shouldn't be chayv and meiser. answer. The Gemara says, you're right, Elakeni, this is really what we're saying. If he made them into big bundles in the field, and he's going to end up making them into small bundles for the marketplace, nitbal, it's only considered tevel once he actually turns them into smaller bundles. Continue the Mishnah, and when he's filling a basket with vegetables, it's once he covers the basket. Says the Gemara, let's say he has a basket, and he intends only to fill it halfway, once he fills it halfway with vegetables, so it's ready to reach the stage of tevel, even though the whole thing's not full, since he only intends to fill it halfway, so he did everything he wanted, and now it's tevel. If he wanted to fill the whole thing, it's not considered tevel until he fills the whole thing. Let's say he has two baskets, and his intention is to fill both of them with vegetables, all these vegetables are not tevel until he fills both of them. We continue explaining the Mishnah, when was this said? That's if he's bringing all this to the marketplace. So then this is its stage of Gemara Malacha. If he's bringing it to his house, he's allowed to eat from them in a snacking fashion until he actually reaches his house. Ask the Gemara, what's the difference bringing it to the marketplace or bringing it to his house? Why, when he's bringing it to the marketplace to sell, do we say that this is considered Gemara Malacha and Zehu? You're not allowed to eat from it until you take off Maaser. When he's bringing it to his house, even though it went through all this processing, he's still allowed to eat from it and it's not considered Tevel. And the answer is, when he's bringing it to his house, everything has to do with him. It also do with his own das. And he doesn't consider it to be finished yet because he intends to bring it home and eat it there and he's not home yet. So therefore, its processing is not finished yet. But when he's bringing it to the marketplace to sell it, it doesn't have to do with him. It has to do with the people who are buying it. Maybe he's going to find the buyer right now and it's considered tevel right now. Because one of the stages of Gemara Malacha is when someone wants to buy this produce, even if its processing is not finished yet. And since he intends to sell this produce in the marketplace, well, that means that he intends to sell it at any time, even if it's not in the marketplace. If someone comes to the field and offers him a good price, he would sell it, and therefore it reaches its Gemara Malacha much earlier. And we continue to explain what we had started out with today, Pared and Simukim, dried pomegranates and raisins. Tani Brice was taught that Mishyam and Arema, Beresh Gagai, when he makes an Arema, a pile of it on the top of his roof, that's Gemara Malacha. So Rabbi Yonah asked the following question, Habisad Olai, if he makes this pile out in the field, it's not considered Gemara Malacha? Why not? So Rabbi Chinna says, Deruba Asa Imra Lacha. The Brice is telling us something Mechodesh. Afil Mishyam and Arema, Beresh Gagai, even if he made a pile on top of his roof, that's considered Gemara Malacha. But of course, if he did it out in the field, that's considered Gemara Malacha. And continuing on with the Mishnah, we said, Habit Salmet Mishapaklu. And what does this mean? Min Du Yarm Pudgara is when he removes the roots and the outer leaves of the onion. That's considered Gemara Malacha. And we had said in the Mishnah, Tvu Mishayas Merech. What does this mean? Rav Chananya says, Bashem Rav Yechanan, Min Di Yishbar Afoy Dekarya. This is when he smooths out the entire pile and he makes it nice and smooth. And this is talking about the pile of grain after all the chaff has been removed already. This nice smooth pile is considered Gemara Malacha. Ask Gemara, how can you say that? Well, Tanya Rebecca Bar Sisi. Rebecca Bar Sisi taught in a Braisa. When is he allowed to take Truma off of this stored grain? Mishayas Akara Ala. When he takes out the hoe, which is a digging tool. What they would do is they would take a hoe, plant it firmly in the ground, build a pile around it, and then take the hoe out. And so Rabbi Yaakov Bar Sisi is saying is that once he takes out the hoe, that's its Gemara Malacha, not smoothing it out in a pile. So our answer is no problem. Chasamad Alpha on top, Kam Shesh Bidat El Merech, Bakan Mishayim Bidat El Merech. Our Mishnah is talking about where his das is to smooth it out in a pile. So once he smooths it out, that's Gemara Malacha. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Sisi is talking about where he doesn't intend to do this, and so therefore the Gemara Malacha is when he takes out the hoe, and therefore there's no stira. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.